The first reading today is St. Paul addresses the Ephesians. He tells them that they are no longer strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens with the holy ones, members of the household of God. So we see in this that point that he makes so often, that God has freed us from darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son, that we are now members of the very household of God. So strangers and sojourners, because we weren't part of the chosen people. We didn't have the truth. We didn't have hope. And yet, God has chosen us now for himself. And that's the part that we really need to be astounded by, that God has chosen us. Think about that. Out of all the billions of people on the face of the earth, why would God choose you? Because he loves you. He loves those other people too, but he loves you. And he's chosen you for himself. And we've talked about this so many times, how through baptism you became a son or a daughter of God. You've been elevated to that divine level of acting and being and so on. Here St. Paul puts it a little bit differently. And he says, you're members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. So now think about who you're part of. We hear about the apostles as we did in the gospel reading today, the people that God chose, and we can look at them as well as the other great saints and the martyrs and so on throughout history, and you're part of that. It's not they're over there and we're over here. No, St. Paul says you're part of the same group. You're not separate from them. You've been brought in to be part of that. So we have all of that. It's not just that we look to them to be an example. They're part of the family. It's sort of like if you've got a big family and you're telling your older kids, you've got to be an example to the young ones. Yeah, they need to be an example. But they're also siblings. Those little guys are their brothers and sisters. Well, that's us now. We can look at our older brothers and sisters, but they're still part of the same family. And we sometimes tend to look at them as somehow somebody else's family. We recognize their humanity, we recognize their goodness, we recognize, but they're not part of us, or we're not part of them. St. Paul's saying, oh yes, you are. You are part of them, and they are part of you. It's the same household, it's the same family. But then he goes on. He says, through Christ, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred to the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. So it's not even in this case just a part of the matter that we're part of the same family, but it's something that is holy. That God is calling us to be part of his temple. And so it's the part of the worship of God. It's the love of God. And all of us together make up this temple. So yes, the apostles and prophets are at the foundation, and we've got Jesus as the capstone, St. Paul says, but we're all part of it. So again, if you look at the walls of the church and you can say, okay, what's more important here? Nothing. If there was one of the blocks missing, it'd be pretty obvious it was missing. And on one hand, yeah, the foundation is most important. If that's a mess, the whole thing's going to fall down. Thankfully, we have the apostles and prophets as the foundation. But everything is built upon that. And if you look around at the church right now, can you see the foundation? No, you see all the other stuff. Well, that's like you and me. The apostles are still there as the foundation. And now God is building the rest of it into something which is beautiful. The humorous part is he can even take people that look like this and make it beautiful. because we're His. Because He has transformed us. So we need, again, to see the dignity that God has given to us. That basic dignity, which is true of every human being, that we're made in the image and likeness of God. But now to see what He has done through baptism, calling us to Himself, choosing us for Himself. Think about that for a while. We don't tend to think about anything good regarding ourselves, unless you're one of these megalomaniacs where you think that you're the greatest thing that ever walked the earth. But most of us, that's not the case. So we have to see it in this case from God's perspective. Why did He choose you? Didn't choose you because you're worthless trash, that's for sure. He chose you because of who He created you to be. So now, in that baptism, raising you up and seeing the holiness, you are part of the temple of God. The wonderful thing is, when we're dealing with things that are spiritual, it can be a both-and sort of thing. You're part of the temple, and you're part of the worship that goes on in the temple. And so it's all of these things. But you're part of the family. And so you're right there in the midst of it. It's not just like you're a brick on the back wall somewhere. And it's not even like, okay, you can take part in it, but you can go into the back corner and watch. No, you're part of God's family. And if Jesus is the capstone, as St. Paul says, that means you're right there, right where He is. You're connected with Him. So you're not apart from these things. And you're not just a passive observer. You're part of the family. You're part of the people that God has brought to Himself to be united with Him through His Son. Those are the kinds of things we need to look at. It's not because, again, we were so wonderful. God chose us because He is so wonderful. But now to be able to say, but if this is true, what do I need to do? Because so often we just keep everything at an arm's distance. St. Paul's making clear we can't do that. We're not outsiders anymore. And we haven't even just been brought into the building. We're a part of the whole thing. And we're part of that intimacy of a family. So that's what we have to be able to accept of what God has done for us, of who He's called us to be. And now we have to be able to respond, to be able to say, if this is who I am, how am I supposed to live? If I'm part of the very temple of God, if I'm part of the worship of God, if I'm united with the Lord, with the apostles and prophets and the saints and the martyrs, and I'm part of all of that, and I'm brought right up to the front because Jesus is right there, then I have to live this. That's what God is looking for from us. So He's already done what He needs to do. And of course, will continue to give us the grace to cooperate and do what we have to do. But we need to pray to see what it is He's asking. And then we need to make the choice to be able to say, I want to live according to the dignity that God has called me to, that He has given to me. I want to rise above my sinfulness. I want to rise above the worldliness. I want to rise above all the garbage that I brought into my own life. Put that all aside so that God can lift me up and bring me right there to His altar, where I am united with His Son.